This is Your Call. I'm Rose Aguilar. Now we are going to discuss the film The Voice of Hind Rajab, which received a record-breaking 23-minute standing ovation at its Venice premiere. On January 29th, 2024, a five-year-old girl named Hind Rajab got into a car along with her aunt, uncle, and four cousins to flee the Tella Hawa neighborhood of Gaza City after the Israeli army ordered an evacuation. Before they could escape, an Israeli tank fired on the car, killing everyone inside except five-year-old Hind and her 15-year-old cousin, Layan. Their uncle in Germany contacted the Palestine Red Crescent Society to tell them about his brother and his family who were trapped in the car. First responder Omar Alkam asked for his brother's number and location of the car. When he called the number, Hind's cousin Layan answered, saying, "They're shooting at us. The tank is next to me." Within seconds, Omar heard her scream as she was shot and killed, leaving five-year-old Hind alone, trapped in the car, surrounded by the dead bodies of her family. Hind answered the phone when Omar called back and spent 3 hours begging to be rescued. But the route was not safe enough for the ambulance to make the 8-minute drive. Several rescuers had been killed on past missions, and Mahdi, the supervisor on duty, did not want even more people to lose their lives. The Voice of Hind Rajab is based on the events of that day and uses the actual audio recordings of Hind speaking with Red Crescent dispatchers who stay on the line with her and desperately try to save her life. In this clip, you will hear Hind saying, "I'm scared. They're shooting. Come get me, please." And Omar, the dispatcher, says, "What's your name?" She says, "Hind Rajab Hamada. Please don't leave me. I'm all alone."
شو اسمك انت؟
And that was Hind's actual voice. After 3 hours, paramedics Yusuf Zaino and Ahmed Madhoun finally got the green light to rescue Hind in coordination with Israeli authorities. But as they approached her car, they came under fire and their phone line went dead. Hind Rajab's phone line went dead shortly thereafter. The bodies of Hind Rajab, her family members, and two paramedics, Yusuf Zaino and Ahmed Madhoun, were discovered 12 days later on February 10th of last year after they were killed by Israeli forces. 355 bullets hit the Hamada family's car. The Voice of Hind Rajab is now showing in Los Angeles and New York. If you're in the Bay Area, it will open in San Francisco on Friday, January 9th at the Roxy Theater, and then expand to other Bay Area cities later next month. Joining us is Kauthar Benhania, a 2-time Academy Award nominated Tunisian filmmaker and director of The Voice of Hind Rajab. It won so many awards, too many to list, but here's a few. The Silver Lion at this year's Venice International Film Festival, a Golden Globe nomination for Best Motion Picture, Non-English Language, shortlisted for an Academy Award for Best International Film. Hi, Kauthar. Thank you so much for this really amazing film, and thank you for joining us.
Hi, Rose. Thank you for having me.
You know, I have to say, Kauthar, it was hard to keep it together reading this introduction. I can't even imagine what it was like for you all to make this film. I have read that you have said on set, it was like a funeral every day.
Yeah, it wasn't easy to make this movie because the story is beyond cruelty. It's a tragedy and... but at the same time, you know, we felt that there was meaning. You know, we are giving, this movie gave me back meaning to my work as a filmmaker, because I was wondering, you know, when I was glued to the news happening, following what was happening in Gaza, and thinking what does it mean to be a filmmaker when the reality is beyond the imagination, and how to deal with this reality. And when I heard the voice of Hind Rajab for the first time, it was all over internet. But internet, you know, it's a weird place, because it's not a place for remembrance, it's a place for amnesia, because you scroll, you hear her voice between two other things, and I told myself she need to be honored, you know, she need to be remembered, and I can do this with the tools of cinema. So despite the fact that emotionally it's not an easy task, I felt that it was important to do this movie.
The other thing that was so striking about it, Kauthar, is so many of us have watched this destruction on our screens, but we don't have much context. We don't know where things are in relation to an ambulance, for example. And in this case, the Palestine Red Crescent Emergency Call Center was in Ramallah in the West Bank, which is 52 miles from Gaza. And I didn't know that. When I heard about Hind's story, I thought these responders were in Gaza, but when the film opens, you have people sitting around in this kind of sleek office building, and then I thought, oh my gosh, they were actually in the West Bank taking these calls.
Yes. Yes, they were in the West Bank, because one of the first things the Israeli army did in Gaza, they bombarded the lines, you know, of the Red Crescent in Gaza. So all the calls of emergency from Gaza are automatically transferred to Ramallah. So the Ramallah office, they are far from Gaza, but they were the one doing the link with the, you know, the paramedic on the terrain, you know, doing all the work, because everything was bombarded from the beginning. And there are a lot of details, you know, that when you hear her voice on internet, you don't understand, you know. For example, the fact that when I learned that the ambulance was 8 minutes away from Hind, from this car where she was hiding at, you know, the normal thing is, when you live in a normal world, there is a child in danger calling for an ambulance, you send the ambulance immediately, you know, it's 8 minutes away. It's not the case in Gaza, because ambulances are targeted, and the Red Crescent society paid a very heavy price, you know. So they need, you know, they need a safe route from the Israeli army, and this safe route, to have it, you have to go through a lot of talking and incredible, complicated, you know, bureaucracy, but bureaucracy done by design, because it's done by the dominant, by the occupier. And when they do this, so during all this time, Hind is begging in the phone, and they are waiting, you know, for the approval of the same army that shot the family of Hind, you know. And when they have the approval, they are very happy. It's an achievement. They can finally send the 8 minute away ambulance waiting, you know, for this approval that arrive after 3 hours of waiting. When they send it, and the ambulance is meters away from the car of Hind, and we have in the recording actually the voice of Yusuf Zainu, the paramedic, saying, "Ah, here is the car." You know, he saw the car like he's meters away, and we hear the bomb. You know, they received the bomb. So all those details, we don't know them, you know, when we hear her voice. So that's why cinema is very important, because it gives you the context, and it's asking for your attention, but to give you a more element to understand how things really happened, you know.
Kauthar Benhania is a two-time Academy Award nominated Tunisian filmmaker and director of The Voice of Hind Rajab. And now we would like to welcome Motaz Malhis to the show. Motaz is an actor from Jenin, Palestine. He joined the Freedom Theater's Professional Acting School at 16, He went on to become a professional actor and has performed all over the world. He plays one of the first responders, Omar Alkam, in the voice of Hind Rajab. Motaz, thank you so much for your incredible work in this film, and thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Motaz, is it true that you did not hear the recordings until you worked on this film and played the part of the first responder that was talking to Hind?
Yeah, that's absolutely true. The only record I heard by ear is the record that was viral on social media that came out in the same day when she were trapped in that car. The rest of them, I heard them on action. And I think that was a genius, smart choice by the director, Kauthar, to let us listen to it on action, because it's really heavy to really sit down and listen to it. You're not listening to a music session. It's a record about a child who's 5 years old, begin to be rescued, and it's not an easy thing. In the beginning, I asked to hear it all, and Kauthar refused, and she were right about it, because it would be like the double heaviness on you emotionally to listen to it and then re-listen to it again on shoot. It's like, just by reading the script, I was weeping. So I don't think it would be a great idea to hear the record before the filming. So it was a smart idea by Kauthar, and I salute her for that.
Motaz, what has this experience been like for you as a Palestinian? I think the one thing, we've been covering this long before October 7th. We've done so many shows about what's happening in with the West Bank and Gaza. And what really strikes me, I think a lot about mileage, because we're not talking about a place that is so remote that it's hard to reach. The Gaza, it was 52 miles from the Palestine Red Crescent Emergency Call Center in Ramallah. It's close to Tel Aviv. And I think a lot about that. It's like you could almost grab them with your hand. And I just wonder what this whole experience has been like for you as a Palestinian who grew up in Jenin.
Well, it was a great experience to tell a story like that at first, but it wasn't an easy experience at the mental level and emotional level. But it blessed the team. We had so much support in there. And without that support, I don't think I would have carried on set. It was hard, like really, really hard to do. And it's like you're telling me it's 50 kilometers away from Gaza, but look at the ambulance, what's just 8 minutes away, and couldn't reach there. And the moment they got the permit to reach there, they got killed. It was a huge honor, if I'm being honest, because that's the kind of story I want to bring to the world as an actor. A story that's full of truth, a story that can make a change in the world. So that's the target for me, to be like to act. That's the target as an actor, to do like a change, to bring a truth, so the people will look at it and open their hearts and think about it. And from there, you can make a change into this world in a way or another. Like it's the only one of the only elements that we can use it for us as Palestinians, is to talk about our stories through cinema. Because I see it, and the rest of the world can see it. We are like big time censored in the media, the mainstream media. There is like events happening every day right now. I be like sitting every night on my WhatsApp in the family group. I'm living in London right now since 4 years, so I'm like safe and secured. But I see the group of my family literally every night, like my sisters and my brother, they would be saying like, where's the boys? Where's the girls? Are they home? Because the army invaded the village. That's literally almost everyday event. And I need to look at it, and I need to follow and leave everything around me just to focus on my family and what's happening to them. So it's kind of a nonstop nightmare. It's like you feel terrorized all the time. So doing this movie, it's a huge privilege for me, so because I want to bring a change to my people. And It wasn't an easy experience. Yes, it wasn't an easy experience, but the life in there is way harder than acting. So for me, I'm honored and I'm glad, I'm grateful that Kauthar gave me the opportunity to be in this movie and to portray Omar Alkom and to talk about Hind Rajab.
Motaz Malhis is a Palestinian actor who plays one of the first responders, Omar Alkom, in The Voice of Hind Rajab. It recreates an emergency call with five-year-old Hind, who is trapped in a car under Israeli fire as first responders desperately try to save her. Kauthar Ben-Haniya is director of The Voice of Hind Rajab. I think the other one of the most powerful things also about this film is you're really teaching people about how this process works. Because in the film, Omar becomes so angry with Mehdi, the supervisor, because the ambulance is only 8 minutes away from Hind. But the supervisor says without coordination, they could lose their lives. And he pointed to photos of rescuers who have been killed on missions. He said, these were our best rescuers. We have to make sure no more lives are lost. And I'm sure hardly anyone knows about this. Just quickly, to send the ambulance, the Palestine Red Crescent has to call the Red Cross in Jerusalem. They call COGAT, a unit of the Israeli military defense that coordinates activities in the occupied territories. The soldiers on the ground send a secure route so the ambulance can move without being targeted. But they don't send the Red Crescent the route directly. It goes through COGAT, then the Red Cross, and then the Red Cross contacts the Red Crescent. But that still does not mean they have the green light. And this was Motaz, to learn about how, what is involved in all of this. Most people have no idea.
Well, for me, I know about this because I grew up in Palestine. I know about the coordination and I know about I know about it very well because there is people who died between our hands, like literally while we were waiting for ambulances in Jenin, and that's way before October the 7th, and it's still happening. Sometimes they give you the permit and you can rescue some people. Sometimes they don't, and they even block the ambulance with the jeeps. So I witness it with my own eyes physically in there in my town where people died between our hands waiting for an ambulance. It's unacceptable for you as a human to see this, even if in Gaza or it's happening in any other country or in Palestine in general, or if it's happening in Ukraine, ambulance should reach to people. Like, that's what I learned when I was a kid, when I went to do first aid. You need to save people. Doesn't matter what's their religion, what's their ethnic background. You're just there to save people without thinking about what's their background. So for me, any normal human being would refuse these kind of procedures. Like, you need to coordinate for an ambulance to go rescue people. This doesn't make sense as a human for me. Either if I came from Italy or I came from Palestine, it's going to be the same response for me.
Right. And because of what you just described, Hind did not have to die. She was begging for help for 3 hours and the ambulance was only 8 minutes away. Kauthar, I was reading some news articles about this, and dispatcher Rana Al-Fakeh said the ambulance was found meters away from Hind's family car. Quote, "We have a very clear Red Cross emblem on top of all of our ambulances. This is horrible because we've waited so many hours, leaving Hind appealing to us." In a statement, the Palestine Red Crescent Society accused Israel of deliberately targeting the ambulance. Quote, "The occupation deliberately targeted the Red Crescent crew despite prior coordination to allow the ambulance to arrive at the site to rescue Hind." And we only have a couple of minutes left, but it was devastating to watch the rescuers, the first responders, watch the ambulance just a minute from Hind's car, and then boom, the line goes dead, even though the authorities knew they were on the way.
Yes, and you know, when I first learned about this moment, I told myself, no, you know, the Palestinian story are not believed, you know. There is something about, they are suspected. There is something very nasty around, done around their their stories, their pain, as if they don't have the right to have stories and to have pain. And when I learned about how the ambulance was meter away from saving him and it was bombed despite all what you said, I thought that this moment in the film, I should tell people it was real. And if you remember in the film, we have the actors hearing the bombing, because it's a movie about sound also, and the sound is at the heart of this movie, and it's a real archive, you know. So they hear the bombing, and then we transition from the actor and we see the real people, because at this moment their colleague was filming them. So I had this archive where they can't believe it, you know. They are asking Hind, she's still on the phone, if she heard the bombing, you know, because they can't process the fact that their colleague were killed in the mission. So in the movie, you see a transition from acting to real archive, and then we have the documentary part of the movie, because yeah, you know, it's beyond imagination, but it's real.
Have those responders seen the film?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. They were the first to see the movie. They are partners actually in the movie, you know. I wrote everything based on their testimony, and they were the first, yeah, to and they were with us in Doha Film Festival to present the movie also.
Wow. Kauthar, we have just about a minute left. Have you been able, the film is now showing in Los Angeles and New York. It's going to open in San Francisco on Friday, January 9th at the Roxy, and then expand to other Bay Area cities. Have you been able to get wide distribution for The Voice of Hind Rajab in the U.S.?
It was very complicated, you know. The U.S. was one of, you know, the movie released and distributed everywhere, and the U.S. was really a battle, you know, to bring the movie here. All major, the movie was in Venice, it got an award, standing ovation, all the things that any major studio or distributor could dream of. But we got a no, you know, from every American distributor. So we are relying on ourselves. It's Willa, our executive producer, that is distributing the movie. So that's why we have a small release. But I encourage people to go, to watch it, to bear witness. It's very important to watch this movie.
Kauthar Benhania is director of The Voice of Hind Rajab, which has won so many awards. Motaz Malhis is a Palestinian actor who plays one of the first responders, Omar Al-Kam, in The Voice of Hind Rajab. Motaz and Kauthar, thank you so much for joining us, and we would love to have you back. Thank you.
Thank you for having us. Have a good night.
Thank you. And thank you for joining us. I'm Rose Aguilar. Absolutely. It's your call.